A little follow-up, if I may, from yesterday, having a conversation at this time. I was talking about the Secretary of State experience as the agency that, it deals with so many things that need to be done with, the officialness that it has for all different aspects of our lives here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, well, they deal with licensing and rather important documents.
Yeah. And, of course, there are closed offices as far as just walking in. You have to make appointments. Mm-hmm. And you can do so online. Something I actually did when I had to have my license renewed, and I was doing it just as it was coming off. Remember, for a while, I think that all the offices were closed. But there was an extension that was put in place.
Right.
That even if your license expired, you had a grace period.
Right.
So I was getting in there just as it was reopening. And I must say, I've always thought, I know people have had experiences at the Secretary of State that they, long lines.
Well, it's improved a lot over the
years. A lot. It really has. The technology has improved where sometimes you can do things without even going. You can use the kiosks or online.
Right.
And even when I had to go in, it was done very efficiently, fast. I mean, just kudos to the Secretary of State workers doing a job where they have to greet the general public. They're masked up and everything, but still coming in contact. So doing a nice job. I got no complaints. I was just finding it amusing. I was trying to get the appointment, and I had mentioned my son, who needs to get the permit to start now driving with the adult, and how you can get the day in advance appointments. But trying to do that is rather challenging, and we heard from some people who called, and I heard from several more during the day who called and kind of were chuckling about the same thing of trying to get those next day appointments, because you have to be online at 8 o'clock in the morning when they reopen appointments for the following morning, or be online at noon when they reopen appointments for the next day.
Yeah, some of them are trying to be a little tongue-in-cheek. One suggests you try Sault Ste. Marie.
Well, I did expand my search out 50 miles. I was willing to drive if necessary. And it's almost funny, but some of the more popular locations, such as the Saginaw one on Bay Road, which would have been a convenient one for me, I mean, they fill up quickly. I talked to a person who likened it in some cases of, whenever they have big concerts that come to an area,
yeah,
and they announce that tickets go on sale,
and they're sold out in 5 minutes or whatever.
So you got people who are online right at that time trying to grab those seats, and it's like, that's what somebody said. People like, so I saw the time I wanted, but before I could click and start registering, it disappeared because somebody else got there ahead of me. But I certainly appreciate those who did respond, and it was nice to know that others are experiencing the same kind of situation and making the best of it. And I did actually secure a time that I can do what's necessary in order to advance forward through the Secretary of State necessities.
All right, so you'll be able to get Charlie in there,
right? Exactly right.
All right.
In fact, I'm going to do that this afternoon.
All right, good.
In St. Charles.
That's where you found one. Eh?
Yes,
all right.
It was a convenient. That's still, it's not a tough drive to make, and it was at a time that opened up that I was able to access.
Plus, you live over on that side of Saginaw Township,
yeah,
so it's on your way heading down there to St. Charles.
And I figure, heck, once he has that permit, he's going to want to drive.
Right, yeah, there's a chance to get a few miles in.
A little jaunt back from St. Charles wouldn't be a half bad kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So later on today, ladies and gentlemen, if you're traveling M-52.
Look out.
If you see the Silverado going perhaps a little slower than other cars are, that's a good thing. Because he's taking his time and doing what he's supposed to do properly. But again, thanks to everyone. It was just fun to have some of the conversations or see some of the messages from people who are dealing with it. But again, kudos to all those who are dealing with official types of situations and workers who have to be in places and making the best of things and doing the best they can with the public.